You're listening to The Founders News,
your source for inspiration and insights into the vast world of entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Nathaniel Johnson, and we interview founders, CEOs, and world changers to get a better grasp of what it truly means to be a founder. Taking preconceived ideas into mind-boggling realities. But there's so much more than a podcast, it's a community. We empower startups with law, accounting, consulting, and more. So tune into the end of this episode to get involved with our partners, resources, and YFS as a whole.
His journey to entrepreneurship. Cliff Pierre is a digital marketing and web3 consultant. He specializes in lead generation and search engine optimization and is the founder of Revenue Boomers, a digital marketing agency that offers services such as social media marketing, search engine marketing services, web design, and more. We discuss with him his journey to creating Revenue Boomers and his entrance into the field today. We discuss his journey to becoming a founder and the strategies that he's developed over time learning from industry leaders.
I mean, tell us, I guess we can start with your background, your beginnings. I mean, we love to, you know, see what goes into to a creator like you at the early stages. So, I mean, where were you born? I mean, tell us a little bit, you know, about growing up and in your childhood.
Awesome. Honored to be here. Shout out to you guys and honored to be one of the first episodes. I grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, extremely diverse city, like a lot of colleges and all that other fun stuff. I actually graduated on a Harvard lawn or whatever, yeah, Harvard yard, or whatever you want to call it, right? That's my Bostonian. But I went to high school in Cambridge, where we normally graduated was under renovation. So like they let us graduate on a Harvard yard. So like, I'm a big fan of my city. I love my city. And like, my city kind of helped shape me to who I am today. I went to college at UMass Amherst, and college helped me like realize the world was bigger than Cambridge. And I realized like Cambridge was extremely diverse. The rest of the world was not as diverse as I thought it was. And like going to college, you realize like nurses would ask me like, hey, are you on the football team or the basketball team? And I'm like, no, I'm just here for academics. So it's just, it's an interesting experience transitioning, like where everybody just thinks you're an athlete because you're a little tall and because you're black, basically. So it was just, it was a different experience, but I left college too. And I went to grad school at Villanova and all this other stuff. So I have a background in academia, but I realized marketing was more my passion.
Uh-huh. And then I'd imagine, you know, growing up and being literally at Harvard Yard, I mean, first off, our competitor, but yeah, you definitely, you know, went the marketing route. Was there any, you know, sort of contradiction there with, you know, growing up in college and kind of seeing everyone like so focused on that path that imagine you literally have friends grew up next to you saying, you know, Harvard's a dream school. Maybe it was a dream of yours too, but you know, now you're pursuing content, you know, have over 1.5 million followers on Instagram, but you know, marketing agencies. So what inspired you to make that shift towards that, you know, that marketing, that sector?
So 2017, I, seeing this Ty Lopez guy, and I was like, this guy is like crushing the internet. One of my friends in college put me onto him maybe like 2015, 2016, and I was just following him. He created this social media marketing agency course, and I was like, oh, social media marketing. I can make money and charge businesses with social media marketing. So that's what got me into social media marketing. It was the first digital course I ever bought, but that's what really what gave me my foundation. I'm an advertiser, so like, running ads, I need to know how to create good ads. So I realized content creation kind of just became a part of that. But really, I didn't learn any of the marketing stuff that I know now from school. It was all really self-taught. And it all started with a Ty Lopez course.
Right.
They don't teach that. Yeah.
Right. Let me ask a quick question. I mean, were you like big on your phone going to school where you were at? I can imagine you didn't really have much time for a phone, for social media. I mean, that's kind of the boat we're in. It's crazy that we're running a media company, right? So, I mean, yeah, was it like a prior passion that drove this kind of, okay, this is where I want to go, SMMA? Or was it new?
So Growing up in college, Snapchat was big. I was big on Snapchat at UMass. Like, I had, like, you know, a lot of people follow me on Snapchat, but I like Snapchat because it was 24-hour short bites of information. It wasn't permanent. So, like, we grew up I graduated college 2013, so, like, I'm 34 right now, right? So, like, there was no such thing as TikTok. Instagram was still new. Influencers, all that was still, like, growing at that time. And, like, it was the algorithm was still pushing you to new people at that moment. It wasn't until 2019, 2018, when TikTok came out, that social media really revolutionized. But our era, we weren't on TikTok. We were like, what is that? You know, I didn't get on the TikTok until 2021. I wish I got on this sooner, but I didn't know about it. So, like, I was mainly on Snapchat, but I was really, like, a private person. So I didn't want my whole life on the internet. But once I become a business owner, I realized some of these other marketers, the only difference between them and me was they had a bigger following. It wasn't the knowledge. It wasn't anything else. So I realized, okay, I got to position my brand. Like, so I got into TikTok 2021. I was mainly doing TikTok dropshipping for marketing stuff. And then 2022, I realized, like, you know what? Why don't I just make myself the product? That's when I want to be on camera. But I would never be on camera prior to that unless it's for an ad. But my life and my personal, no, I'm an introvert, extrovert. I don't want everybody in my business. But for business, I'm like, I'll transition. So it's really a big transition for me.
So then that, well, how do you know that your brand is monetizable? Like, how do you, like, what was the sign? If it was a sign, what was the insight that you heard? Like, how did you know, okay, the most valuable thing I have isn't necessarily an invention. It's myself and my face. Let me throw my words.
Mr. Beast and Logan Paul. Those were the two people that okay. Logan
Paul. I guess that's pretty cut and dry. I mean, you see what they
He fought Floyd.
There's so many people that, you know, me and Sean know everywhere, honestly, that have something unique about themselves, but they don't see it as a brand. They don't think I'm worthy enough maybe to put myself out there and, you know, show face. But you did. You're the
crazy. Well, I mean, we just got off the phone. I mean, another mentor of ours, David Zucker, shouting him out. He's a white Jewish guy with albino. And so, I mean, like, how does that, you know, so you don't really see it, but, you know, you see the eye thing a little bit. And so, I mean, he was explaining kind of like how he grew up and he didn't know, like, how special am I? And even if I am special, like, are people going to care? Can it make money? Right. And so, I mean, he even, like, went into depth about his experiences a little. So, I mean, yeah, it's funny. I mean, yeah, you grow up. I mean, you have experiences, you meet people. And I guess that does also mold whether or not you think your brand is monetizable. But I mean, yeah, you did specifically mention Mr. Beast, Logan Paul, you know, the kind of YouTube giants. So I mean, that makes sense. Yeah,
but what specifically stood out to me with them is, like, Logan Paul came out with Prime Energy Drink and it was valued at $250 million in 12 months, right? Mr. Beast is potentially going to be the first YouTube billionaire. So I was like, this media and influencer stuff is beyond what you may perceive. Like, influencers are the new corporations. So me as a business owner, as a marketer, I was like, why would I not position myself as a corporation? Because, you know, it's like, why not? So I'm a marketer. I just took my marketing. I took the formula from Mr. Beast and Logan Paul, looked at my industry, who was doing what I wanted to do, and I modeled their success. But I have a mass appeal marketing strategy. And my goal is to get to 100 million plus followers in the next 5 to 10 years. And then I'm going for the B, because once I get to the B, I'm going to open up the private university and, like, position other people and teach them non-traditional stuff, which is like marketing, advertising, content creation, crypto, all that stuff. So it's really positioning. Once you're big enough, they have to pay attention. So that's the only difference between you and me.
Right. That segues, because, I mean, I was going to ask, I mean, e-commerce dropped. I mean, you hear it all the time. I mean, SMMA. I mean, it's just taken over. I mean, especially our generation. I mean, every kid my age thinks they can just, you know, whip their phone out, record themselves with a rented Lamborghini at a gas station or, you know, at a Airbnb, right? And you know, image, right? And so, but is there longevity behind that? So with what you're doing, right, on the content side alone, because there's a few ways you can answer this question. But I think, you know, specific to your content on Instagram, right? Exposing websites is kind of your thing, and I guess that was your brand that really got you going and really got just the massive amount of viewage, right? Where's the longevity behind that? Or do you think, kind of credits to what you just said, do you think that sets you up for longevity in other ventures, you know, in other kind of realms?
Yeah, so it's basically like once you're in the room, now you're positioned. It's like a lot of people, like The Rock started off as a wrestler, now he's a movie star. Ludacris started off as a rapper, now he's a movie star. You know, it's like a lot of, you know, Mr. B started off as a prankster, and now he's one of the biggest YouTubers. Logan Paul started off, you know, like doing whatever he did. It's really just get your foot in the door, and what's your goal? You know, I got a goal. Everything I do is goal oriented. I'm not just doing this for fun. I'm doing this because like I got a vision. So it's like once you have a vision as a creator,
so it's calculated, right? It's formulaic and it's calculated. And I think that's, you know, what my generation needs to hear, because we're getting on our phone and whipping out Instagram and just following a copy and paste kind of blueprint that you see on TikTok. But there's, you know, the fundamental, just the baseline of, you know, just like with a startup that wants to raise around in 6 months, right? Goals, fun, you know, that's the fundamentally the art of it.
But
right?
Also, so, you know, the thing is how do you know that's the steps to take to get there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about one day, you know, educating everyone on how to learn digital marketing, how to get involved in that way. But you know, you talked about websites and you exposed them that way and you grew your following that way. So, I mean, how did you know? Let's say you're posting your 10 videos in, they're kind of flopping in a moment. That happens to so many creators, right? Probably even people who want to give something a shot because it could lead to something they want. But because it's not directly, let's say, their immediate focus, they get discouraged. I mean, did you see immediate growth? Was it just like, you know, okay, first video posted, boom, I'm already blowing up, I can do this now? Or was it more of a struggle, and how did you push through that?
I used to use the word failed, and then I met this other lady the other day, and now I'm going to say, looking back on it, I was experimenting. I was experimenting as far as, like, I'm a marketer, right? As a marketer, it's all about competitor research. Why would you go try to create a brand new ad when you can just go look at your competitors' ads and study it to figure out what did they do that was successful? If they started an ad campaign and they're still running it 30 days from now, they're making money. So how can we model that ad versus trying to start on a blank slate? So what I did with my competitor research is I went on the TikTok and I searched SEO. I have an SEO agency. So I was like, who is doing what I want with SEO, right? Exactly. There's a guy named Social T Pro. I shout this guy out all the time because he's the one that inspired me. I seen him at the top of TikTok. And he was doing these websites, you know, he was doing these five websites that feel illegal to know. He was talking to himself. And I was like, what is this, right? 11 million views. I was like, okay, he got it. And then he was consistently getting views with multiple videos, 100,000, 500,000, million plus. He got the formula. That's my competitor research as a marketer. Now I'm going to model that success, right? So like everything I was doing in June didn't work, right? I started in late June, early July. But once I found him and I did my research, like my first video straight up, like I pulled out my phone, I pulled out my computer, I looked at his video, I looked at what he was talking about, I recorded three seconds. Then I pulled it out, I recorded another 3 seconds, I recorded 3 seconds. I didn't say what he said word for word, but I modeled his success. And then I was like, damn, he put a lot of work into that video, just the recording, the cuts, the this, the that. Mm-hmm. I got 200,000 views. I was like, holy moly, this is it. And then I did another one from another creator. He did this really cool website. And then, like, I got 5 million views. I was like, oh, damn, this is working.
Yeah, you gotta pay.
So
you
then
gotta
I realized, it, right? Stop thinking, find the formula and model it, because somebody already went through that 3 months, 6 months, 12 months of doing stuff that didn't work. So why would I go waste my time? I just need to find, okay, these people are all doing website videos. They're all getting millions of views. Certain websites are getting more views than others. So business stuff, you might get 100,000, 500,000. Broad appeal stuff, you get 5 million. I'm like, okay. So if I want to grow faster, go more mass appeal versus just being a business video or just being an AI video. And the food ones did even better because the food ones were more applicable to everybody. So once I started to see the results, I just followed the data.
Right. Yeah. And then, I mean, talk to us about like your personal take on it, right? You're doing all these videos, you're posting them. People are obviously following you, you know, friends, your family members. And yeah, I don't know what exactly the notion was when you told everybody that, you know, I'm going to go into digital marketing, I'm going to study these guys because this is the new wave and took that chance. But you know, as an entrepreneur, there's always a saying of, you know, when you're first starting out a company, you know, you believe in it, only you do. But then as you get progress and success, other people believe it too. So was that,
or it's more cool to believe in it, right? Because or they might have believed all from the jump, right? It just wasn't cool to say they believed, right? Until you made
exactly,
it cool,
exactly.
Right?
So the followers,
right?
Exactly. So
yeah,
how was that cool?
Yeah. I was just talking to my mom about that this morning. I just sent her the pictures. I was just at the Beagle Gala Awards 2024, right? And I'm like, I'm in the room. I don't even have a Beagle account, and these people look at me like, "How'd you get in here?" I'm like, "I'm an influencer. What do you mean, how'd I get in here?" You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. But it was like, I'm like, "Damn, I got access to stuff now." Mm-hmm. But taking those pictures on that red carpet and like really being there, I was like, "Yo, this is cool." So this is kind of what you do it for. But now I can take those pictures, send it to my mom, and be like, "Yo, mommy, remember when I had this vision when I was sitting in that basement and everybody was just looking at me like I'm crazy and like." Cliff started a business and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, yo, Cliff, God got a plan for you at the end of the day. So it's just like, because I was originally starting my marketing agency in my mom's basement. And like, you know, that's where I like really did everything. That's why I was recording my videos like 2017. And like, you know, I had a room, but I was like, nah, the basement's my office. So it's just like everything, like taking the Ty Lopez course, doing all that research and like understanding marketing and like being up till 5 o'clock in the morning, like, learning about SEO, nobody was there. But now it's like, hey, Cliff, what can you give me? And I'm like, if you got some money, I can give you something, but it's not free because like right. You got to believe in yourself in the beginning. And like I had a definitiveness of purpose and nobody was going to get in my way. So now it's just like my goal this year is 10 million in revenue. Once I get to that 10 million in revenue, like my originally it was just 7 figures. But then like this, I was speaking with one of my media buyers and he's like, yo, Cliff, like, 10x is easier than 2x. And I was like, what? He's like, instead of trying to 2x it, 10x it. Everything 10x. In life. And I was like, okay. Because right. It's going to put you in a different mindset.
To get to that 10x, I mean, I'll argue it's not really that hard. I mean, to get to that 10x, it's not too much more effort than getting you to 2x. I mean, it's exponential in a sense. It's really just that one more notch that you got to take, right? And I mean, you know, right? I mean, that's just in theory for my head. But I guess it's not because you've done it and that's what you're saying you've done, right?
So now it's like the revenue this year, and then it's like, you know, the 25 million next year, and then the 50 or 100 million the following year. The money is just a tool that you can use to do more stuff with, and then it just, again, goes back to like that believing in yourself and having that definitiveness of purpose, like nothing's going to stop me from accomplishing my goals. But did I know this is what I was going to do and this is how I was going to do it? No. But did I believe in myself? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's literally this quote I saw the other day where it's, well, money essentially is an infinite resource. You just need to know how much you can take of it and how you're going to get that, right? What value you're providing to get that. So exactly to your point, Sean, both you guys, right? It's 2xing it, 10xing it. That's your effort that you put in and you'll get that back out. People, I think, view something, sometimes monetary values is, you know, only can have this certain amount. I cap out right here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, essentially, yeah. It's how much you want out of it because there's an infinite amount to get, right? It's like in circulation, printed, it's everywhere. So, I mean, let's talk about, you know, the latter stories. You know, you get the success, now you're flowing. Like when you at, let's say, you know, 100,000 followers, let's say you're, you know, Revenue Boomers, right, your digital marketing agency, you guys were definitely having some substantial growth where people were coming up to you that you didn't know and didn't know and congratulating you. What was your mindset then? Were you, you know, high in the clouds? Were you thinking, okay, I'm going to go all the way with this? Or what was your mindset then?
100,000, you feel like you're winning. Then it was just like, I'm still not where I want to be. Even at the million, I'm still not where I want to be because, like, my goal last year was to be at 5 million by the end of the year. And, like, I'm dealing with some back-end stuff with Instagram, but I'm going to get that fixed. But, like, the million's just the starting point. Mm-hmm. So it's like, because, again, I'm going 100 million. If I stop at the million, I'm not thinking big enough. But a million is definitely something most people will never accomplish. But at the 100,000, I knew I still had, like, the 100,000 was, like, a confirmation.
Yeah.
Because I already did, 100,000 on TikTok in 45 days. Instagram, it took me 6 months. Mm. But once you went from 100,000, it was like, it took me 3 months to get to 500,000. So I was 5X'd it. And then it took me like another 2-3 months to get to that million. So I literally like, in 6 months, I like, it was like 7-8 months, I think. I like doubled it. I started posting on Instagram in September. I started posting on TikTok in July. So in 12 months, I got 1.5 million followers on Instagram. Yeah. But that was just consistency. I was doing 5 videos a day at one point. TikTok, I was doing 8.
Right.
So, but that's how I learned fast.
I mean, this was a total rebranding. I mean, again, like you said, you took that risk, and you came home. You had this crazy idea. Family looked at you crazy. Friends looked at you crazy. So, I mean, how much were you just all in? Were you 100% all in, 90% all in, and 90% was enough?
That's the thing.
Or were you like half and half? I mean, people are telling us, like, oh, are you going to go all in with this podcast? I mean, I think I am, right? But, you know, I mean, what would you say you were at when things were right before everything kind of took off? Were you 90% in, saw a little traction, and then were like, okay, this is going to work? Or were you just kind of 50-50? Were you teetering?
Once you see that first 100,000 plus, it's an addiction. It's an addiction for more and more and more, but it's a positive addiction. It's like, if I can do that, I can do this. If I can do that, I can do this. And then once you start seeing engagement, you're like, I would wake up in the morning to like 30,000 plus followers, 50,000. You're like, yo, this is crazy. Yeah. So that's when it's like my international audience would be more supportive than my American audience sometimes. Like when you go to bed, and you're like, you look at your phone, and you're like, all right, I'm at like, you know, let's say I'm at 650. I wake up, I'm at 670. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. That fuel of like constant growth, but it takes time to get there, is what keeps you motivated and keeps you inspired and just keeps you like, I gotta create more content. I call it feeding the beast. Once you know what it wants, all I gotta do is just keep feeding it more and more and more and more, and then you just compound the effect. So it becomes like yeah, it just becomes a part of you, but you do have to have the passion, and you do have to be willing to spend hours editing videos, which is like extremely time consuming, but you have, I love it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the saying, you know, when you love to walk, you always walk farther than aiming for a destination. So, I mean, you know, you set goals, you enjoy walking, creates your progress, but I mean, let's talk about the network a little bit. You know, you're just talking about how you're at the red carpet event, you're seeing people that you didn't meet to see. You know, how was that part of it? You know, as your following grew, was it almost like, wow, you know, this person hit me up now, I can contact this person now? I mean, network itself is a huge thing for people to feel empowered, right? Because a lot of times people can say, someone's done something great that I aspire to do or I respect a lot, and I can, you know, communicate with them, I can have a relationship with them, then that means I'm of some value too. So when you were doing that, you know, how did that feel?
It's still surreal, to be honest with you. It's like a surreal feeling where, like, the other day, like 2 weeks ago, I was watching this Ty Lopez video on YouTube. And then, like, I was like, yo, Ty Lopez, the GOAT, right? And then he DM'd me, like, yo, do we know each other? And I was like, oh. I was like, you know, like, that's when you know you, like, where people don't ignore you.
I mean, that's what I say. When the people you looked up to finally reach out to you, that's when you know.
Exactly.
You did something a little good.
Exactly.
Yeah, so those moments are like the surreal moments. And I'm only 12, I'm like 18 months in as a content creator. So it's still brand new to me. It's not like, Mr. Beast 14 years in, Logan Paul 10, 12 years in. So like, I'm a little baby right now. You know, I just finished my freshman year. Right now I'm going into sophomore year as a content creator.
Exactly.
It feels good though. You know, I'd be talking with some kids.
Sophomore year here, so.
Some random kids will reach out to you and be like, oh my gosh, like, yo, I can't believe, like, you're talking to me. So, like, that feels good. You know, that's like a priceless. Wow.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but you didn't change. I mean, maybe you did change in other surface level, superficial kind of aspects. But I can imagine you are who you were when you kind of started in terms of the goals, the thesis, right? But it's like now you have a following. And so, like, what responsibilities do you feel with this kind of massive just change that's happened in the past year? And how does that affect that central thesis that you had from the beginning?
Being a leader, you know, like I was playing Fortnite with my nephews and stuff, right? He had all his friends come on and they were like screaming and like, oh my gosh, it's Cliff Pierre, follow me. I'm like, yo, chill. Yo, send me your number. I'll follow you guys all back. I got you. You know, and then I posted my story. And they're like, yo, tag me. Those little moments of like, you know, because my nephew's looking at me like, oh, that's my uncle. But I'm like, bro, you guys know who your uncle is, right? Like, you know, I just joke. But, you know, it's funny, you know, but like, I just tell people all the time, I'm human just like you. Like, I'm no different than you. But it feels good to be able to impact people. And then you do got to be responsible, like, because people are looking up to you. So it's just like, I got kids looking up to me. I got to be careful what I put out there. And I only want to put out positive energy.
Yeah.
I'm still the same. Yeah,
that's very noble.
Since the day right. one.
There's this guy in Cali. I think he went to Stanford CS guy. He played football there. I can't recall his name, but he's really the only kind of creator kind of in this space that I can think is anywhere kind of close to what you're doing, in terms of, you know, the media side. What he does is he talks about all dark web stuff. So dark web AI. I mean, he apparently is a robot that's talking to him. I'll find you this guy's stuff, and you can investigate. But I mean, who else is in this game with you? I know. I mean, that's the only person I can really think that's even close to your realm of content. I mean, are you a monopolist in that sense? I mean, like
that's a good point. Right, I don't even consider monopolizing a content niche, but you can do that.
Right.
Exactly.
There is other content creators. There's like Socialty Pro. There's Simply Digital. There's Adam Digital. There's Harsh. There's Digital King. A lot of these people, we all know each other, and some of us, we're in the same group text message, so we'll even collaborate on content. Just on Instagram, right. There's another guy that's a little bigger than me. Like, but there's other ones. I was probably just obsessive. And like, some of them are bigger than me on YouTube. Like, Simply Digital got 2 million on TikTok. I got 1.5 on Instagram. But like, there's another dude that got like 1.8 on Instagram, same style websites. But am I the only... minority probably in that space? Yeah, I don't think there's too many of them, but it's just like, it feels good to, I jumped on the bandwagon. I was not the first secret website guy, so I have to give my flowers to like the Socialty Pro that inspired me, but I just took it and ran with it basically. And I was probably one of the first to blow up on, I was the second, I would say probably.
I mean, it's cool if it's recycled, but if you're gonna make it cool, then you win, right? So, and I mean, that's what you do, and I know your name, not necessarily Social Tees, and you're on my podcast. So I mean, you did it right, and you took
it better. I took the formula like and made it creative. Like I would get my mustache and all this other fun stuff.
You have an aesthetic. Like, yeah.
Yeah. One plus one equals two. Like once you know the formula for success, it's just like rinse and repeat it. And I do everything my own style. Like I don't need to copy anybody, but it's just like, I'm a business owner. I'm going to model success.
Right. I mean, Cliff, talk to us now about, you know, next steps. I know the grand goal is to empower everyone, but you know, often our listeners here, those student founders, you know, they're often considering, should I jump in on a niche, right? You jumped in on something that was new, novel at the time, right? In the same way, founders trying to build their own entrepreneurial ventures, they're often balancing, do I, you know, take something with stable sort of route that can give me security, or should I jump out into something new? So talk to me about the next steps of what you have planned, just to kind of, I guess, solidify how this is all the vision.
Especially important to, you know, not only Yale, but really just all colleges, because there's just not many content creators in the kind of Ivy kind of
landscape. And there can be. I mean, literally, there could be. They just, love
these
to
are
watch.
The most intelligent and, you know, fascinating people you would ever meet, right? But you know, the world wouldn't know because they have 400 followers, they have no profile picture, and they have no posts. So, I mean, give them some help.
the main thing is, like, finding what you want. Like, I knew what I wanted, and everybody's going to be different, right? But, like, my main focus this year is helping businesses scale via marketing, advertising, sales, operations, and branding, right? I'm an advertiser, so, like, with my experience now, I gained 100 million plus organic views. Not only do I know the paid side, I know the organic side. So instead of me just helping businesses with one element, I'm going to just package everything, charge more for it, but really help the businesses that are like marketing agencies, consultants, and business coaches. Those are like my main target audience, but it's really just helping them understand like how to package themselves and how to sell things, because that's ultimately what every business owner wants. And then having a personal brand while you're doing that, it just makes everything easier. So it's just like, you look at the Grant Cardones, you look at the Ty Lopez, you look at the Gary Vee, look at all these people, they make a lot of their money because they're personal brand. And with advertising and a personal brand, it just propels you to new heights. So that's really my focus this year. And with businesses in general, if you're raising capital, you should be putting at least 15 is your minimum, I'd say, to 30% into marketing and advertising, because you can have the best idea in the world.
Is that at the startup level, or you're just saying in general, like even like a venture well into Series B? Like, Is that a good number, 30%?
At the startup level, I would say forget trying to make the product perfect. Get the MVP out as soon as possible and as quick as possible, because if an investor is going to invest into your business and you just have the idea, but you have no data, you have no results, it's a completely different conversation versus somebody that just like if you're building something, that might take a little longer, right? Get that prototype done, but start putting it out there as soon as possible, because there's no better feedback than real feedback. Like when Apple put out their first computer, it had thousands of bugs in it, right? You just put it out and fix the bugs as you go. Don't try to fix every single bug. And because you might invest all this time, energy, and effort, and then nobody wants it. That's the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. But if you create an offer and you know how to make it irresistible, people will fund it, because it's like, hey, we put this out. This is the feedback we got. Now we need the money to actually serve these people versus we think people would want it.
Yeah, right. I mean, Cliff, you're literally putting your word to use. I mean, think about how you made your first videos, right? That was your product. You literally said what you saw a video, and 3 seconds in, you're recording. And that's really amazing, because, you know, there's always that saying that distribution always be a better product. Right? If you have a better distribution, then you're going to get to more people fast, and you have a good product, and not just like anybody. So.
And I would still say like 15 to 30% should go into marketing and advertising. Like if you're not a creative, find somebody that is a creative, because there's a lot of like, even those like you guys seen those pink, those big high boots, whatever it was, those pink red rubber boots.
Yeah, those like Mario looking like outlandish boots. Like,
I think it was a horrible idea, but I think the marketing was genius, you know? Wow. Like,
and wearing really, them. I mean, every big dog was, you know, celebrity was on some.
Because they had great marketing. They didn't just like, you know, come up with the idea and leave it on the shelf. So it's just like, and they leverage influencers. So certain brands, maybe influencers is what you should use. Maybe paid advertising is what you should use. Maybe it's content. Mm. But it's like, find somebody that can help you come up with a strategy to put your product out as soon as possible versus trying to make it perfect.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's my friend at Harvard, I'm going to shout him out. He's working on a startup circles. Check it out. But yeah, he's got to put it out. He's got to put the bait out, because there's people waiting to use it. So, I mean, it's not perfect. Yeah, but that's just kind of the art of the Ivy League. We think shit should be perfect, but it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah, that's academia. Academia is like, you need to have an A. Entrepreneurship is put out the F and make it an A, because every single upgrade is a new opportunity. It's just like, I started recording my videos on an iPhone X. There's people with iPhone 13s that could have ran laps around me. I grew, and then people started telling me, yo, your videos look grainy. And I was like, really? I was like, they look good to me. Once I upgraded, I was like, damn, I did all that with an iPhone X. But there's people with iPhone 14 that still don't pull out their phone and record the video.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're at school right now, one of the podcast rooms, but I mean, hopefully we can do this on a yacht in a year. So yeah, it's not perfect now, but we're starting somewhere, and it's,
iteration
is the key. Yeah.
And every creator is started at zero. Mr. B started with a crappy camera. Logan Paul and them started with not the best camera. Mm-hmm. I know some lady that started off with like in her bedroom in a little corner, and now she's a millionaire off of her YouTube channel. So it's like, take what you got and do it.
Well, I mean, well then that means the product or the content or the combination therefore of is got to be golden then. I also want to throw that in, because you can't be just talking some bullshit. And, you know, also the aesthetic isn't there, because then it's just not, you know, it's nothing. It's not valuable.
If you have a webcam, I will respect you for putting it out with a webcam instead of not putting it out. Put out the webcam video, get a little more money, get another camera, put out some more videos, because it's going to take you 100 videos to learn anyways. It's not going to be perfect on your first video, your second video, your third video.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's okay. And even if you never put them out, just record it and practice. And look back and watch those videos after, and then just like start a GoFundMe, whatever it is you need to do, figure it out. Get a used camera, get a used iPhone, get a used something, get a used microphone. Just take whatever resources you got and do it. Like Nike, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Cliff Pierre. I mean, can't really ask for too much else. I mean, that was all we needed. And I think that's moreover what our founders need listening in. So, I mean, that's all we really have for now. But you can get in contact with Cliff, join our team, join our advisory. So, I mean, this won't be the last time you kind of hear from him and hear what
shout
he has
out to his
to say.
Services as well, man. If you guys need any digital coaching or for agencies or whatever, I mean, you can give a quick spiel on what you guys do.
If you guys are looking for marketing and consulting, you can just check me out on Instagram, Cliff Pierre CEO, and send me a DM and we can set up a call and have a conversation. It's all about you at the end of the day. It's just strategy is everything. Why waste your time when somebody has a strategy, a proven strategy?
Yeah.
Right. And credits to you because, you know, as you said, right, impact and what are you leaving for generations ahead, right? I mean, you're actually doing it. You're not just talking. Well, you are talking, right? But you're actually doing and taking actionable steps by putting your voice on our media. So really appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, Cliff. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much, man.
Appreciate you guys. Peace.
Hey y'all, Sean here with a quick sign-off. Thanks again for tuning into this episode. If you're a founder, entrepreneur, or world changer of any sort, be sure to check out some of our partners to accelerate your business ventures. Whether it's consultation with Adventist Law, bookkeeping and ideation with Mighty Startup, accounting or advisory with AKM Global, or even tax help with Heartbeat and Partners, YFS will continue to build and support a strong community of student founders and entrepreneurs. And with our partners, Speaker Network, will continue to grow and accelerate your ventures. Peace.